there is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the semi-first episode of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
Beta test.
This is a beta test.
This is the 0.5 version of...
Before the one.
This is before the one. So,
prologue.
Prologue. What else? The prefix. Preamble.
The preamble.
I am joined tonight. On my right, we have Mr. Spencer Cantrell. Spencer, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Would you say super?
Maybe.
Halfway?
Pretty close.
All right.
We're getting there.
I can handle that.
You know what I mean?
We're drinking, so that probably has a little bit to do with that. Then to my left, I am joined by Mallory Burns.
Hello.
AKA DF Burns.
Whatever.
And what's wrong with it?
Oh.
And I am also joined by Matt Wright.
Yeah.
The fiance.
Oh.
The soon-to-be husband.
That's right.
If I could whistle,
you get it.
Would you? Would it be a sexy whistle?
Sort of.
Sort of.
Half sexy.
Half sexy.
Half concerned.
It's entitled to say sexy whistle.
So, we are going to begin as we will every week. Spencer, how was your week? How you doing?
How was my week? My week was pretty good. I don't know. I'm reintegrating into American society. So.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, because why would you? Spencer has been in Bethlehem or some shit.
Yeah, I've been over there, so it's good to be back. Doing lots of mundane things like buying cereal and watching that the remake of The Longest Yard with my family.
Good God. What an awful, terrible, horrible, horrendous...
So.
It really is, man. There were wrestlers in
it's
that
so
movie.
You know you've hit
Bill Goldberg.
We were watching
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, dude, he was.
The Great Khali isn't there. You know you've hit rock bottom when you're casting wrestlers in your film.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty much a guarantee.
Yeah.
So that movie
with...
Oh, wait, that's The Rock, isn't it?
He's kind
of
a legit actor.
Yeah, he's turned legit. I'll watch a Rock movie all day.
Okay, whatever. Babysitter, was that the other one?
What?
I'm not making these movies.
Suburban Commando? Are you talking about the one with Hulk Hogan?
No.
That was a good movie.
It's called like
Hulk Hogan.
The Sitter or whatever.
That's Jonah Hill.
No, it's not. This is like an actual, like, he's like in the CIA or something.
The Pacifier.
Pacifier.
I'm pretty sure that's Vin Diesel, isn't it?
Wait.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same bald guy.
Bald headed.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Mallory. How was your week?
Better than all of your weeks.
Oh!
Mm-kay.
No, it was pretty average. Just lots of work and...
For those of you who don't know, Mallory, would you like to share where you work?
I work at Play and Trade.
Would you call that a hard job, Mallory?
Yes, it's very difficult.
Working in a video game store.
That's kind of low, man.
Let's define hard here.
You guys think hard is...
Manual back-breaking labor.
I think it's dealing with four-year-olds who pull everything off the shelf. And then.
Oh, my God.
I worked at Walmart for 6 years, though.
That's hard. Here's literally... Mallory the other day said, they knocked all of our Blu-rays off the shelf. Now, I had just recently been in there for the first time. There are maybe 12 Blu-rays in the entire store.
There's at least... Double that. Don't be so dramatic.
Says Queen Drama. Matt Wright.
What's up?
How was your week?
It was alright, I guess. Work night shift, so that kind of sucks.
Can you disclose where you work? Is that against company policy?
I don't think so. I just can't disclose what we do there.
Oh. Okay.
Amazon fulfillment. It's real secretive.
Oh, wow.
It's like the CIA and shit.
So you can't tell how you put things into boxes?
No. I actually can. I've never done that.
So. Fair enough. Well, good.
It's like a repo thing for Amazon.
What's what? Not being able to...
Never mind.
Did I miss it?
You did.
Ah, shit.
Find a lot of sex toys there, though.
Sex toys?
Yeah.
So you get everything that... If I go on Amazon and I pick out a fleshlight and...
Butt plug.
And I've seen... It was like a butt plug trainer.
Oh. So to slowly release the anus.
Yes.
That, so I could get me one of those, and then some baseball cards, some Bazooka Joe chewing gum, and like season one of Friends. And it's likely it could all be found at your facility.
Someone will pick all of that at the same time, and then someone will pack all of that at the same time.
Pack it. Just pack it in tight.
And see that.
Wow. And wonder. What the fuck is this?
There's a lot of wondering going on in the break room. It's like...
Like, I literally packed 12 bananas. No, that's perishable.
Yeah.
No perishable.
Yeah,
there's
no bananas. I've seen Pop-Tarts in there. Birthday cake Pop-Tarts. I want to try them.
Birds don't go bad.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
I've ordered boxes of cereal from Amazon before. Like when
I think I did see some cereal in there.
When Booberry's in the off-season, I can get Booberry from Amazon.
I didn't see Booberry, but that's pretty exciting. Like,
Well, I can tell why you'd want that to be secret.
That is secretive.
Super exciting job.
Well, good. Great.
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 Wonderful.
Cool.
So let's move on to a little news.
Okay.
We like to talk about things that have tickled our fancy in the last week or so. Mallory Burns.
Yes.
You know anything that's tickled your fancy in the world of popular culture?
They are producing the Elder Scrolls Anthology, which is every Elder Scrolls game and their DLCs.
Wow.
For $80.
I think it's amazing.
I just don't. I can't care.
Mike,
you
can put 112 hours on each game. What more?
If I start though, nothing will get accomplished.
It'll suck your life away.
Yes,
that's what you do.
Okay, Mike, what game have you had borrowed from me for like the past 3-4 months?
Skyrim, but I haven't touched it. That's
different.
Say, it's different if I haven't played.
I haven't seen you play it.
No. I've played... What have I played? Last of Us, and I've played Bioshock, but I have not played Skyrim as much as I'd like to.
Speaking of Bioshock,
Oh
my god, that new DLC.
Woo! Hurry, let's see. I'm excited about that. Because it's Rapture, and we all love Rapture.
I had someone in the store come in and be like, it's really creepy because that's... Oh, well, I guess that would be a spoiler, so maybe I shouldn't.
Spoilers. You can fast forward about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
They were like, that's creepy, because it was, like, all sexy, and that's supposed to be his daughter. I guess they just didn't understand what, like, an alternate universe means.
Well, you also deal with these stupid customers of Murfreesboro.
Yes. Bros. People who are, like...
Just Tennessee
bros.
In general.
Bros.
Bro offense.
75% bros.
Actually, a lot of offense.
Well, there it is.
Broskies.
There's the truth.
You know it.
Falling right out.
Falling out of my mouth and onto this recorder. If we're lucky, that will be the only thing that falls out of my mouth.
We're just rolling around in the truth.
We're just rolling in the truth.
In the muck and the truth.
Much like rolling in the deep.
Yeah. Like a fat pig.
I didn't say it. I tried. I stayed away from making an Adele pig joke. Okay. So, I'm sorry, Adele, and all of your people. Don't sue us. Fuck it. This is episode 0.5 of a podcast she's never going to listen to.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
Seriously. I'll say whatever the fuck I want about it now. Fuck you.
Your fat piggy face.
Wow. Now that's just too far.
That was taking
that was too much. Anything else? Was that all you got?
I think you have a beautiful voice, Adele.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, nice voice.
Send
piggy
us some
face.
Money.
Nice voice, piggy face.
She had a baby. That's cool.
She did have a baby.
She did.
Is that like recent?
It came out with hooves, I heard.
Ooh. Burn.
I don't even have a problem with Adele. I don't know why I'm doing this. Anyway. Jesus Christ.
Is Robert Johnson telling him things to say?
I think he is. I think he's secretly whispering things to me in the dark.
Connection.
Anything else? Are you done?
I'm done.
Yeah? Matt, you read some interesting comic book news. Also, I guess spoiler.
Yeah. Right? Probably going to be spoiler.
Alright, so again,
if you
30
read
seconds.
Some Batman, yes. Batman Incorporated.
Well, go ahead and fast forward. Well, probably further than that, because I'm going to talk about this.
Okay.
Go ahead, Matt.
Apparently, Ra's al Ghul has cloned what seems to be Damian.
Or Bruce. I think it's Damian.
Sons of Batman.
Most likely Damian.
Yeah. Just a way to bring him back into
the... The Sons of Batman. I'm figuring Damian, since they just recently killed Damian.
Well, he went out like a bitch.
Yeah, he did. I mean, and it was right after the death of the family, and
which
that's
so
stupid.
Weak, you know? If you're going to call your series death of the family, why don't you have someone in the family
die
within the series?
Especially
of death
because
of the
it's like playing on death in the family,
right,
where Jason Todd died.
Throw down some knowledge, brother.
Scott Snyder, I love you, and you're my second favorite Batman writer behind Jeff Loeb, because he's the greatest ever.
Jeff Loeb himself.
Yeah, can't beat it. But you bitched out.
Bitched out big time.
Big time.
And this whole clone thing, I don't know, that's silly.
It seems silly, but it draws.
I hate one Damian by himself. Everyone pictured like 20 or 30 Damian.
Everyone hates Damian, but we need Robin, and he filled the hole.
Bet he did. I bet he did.
Sweet boy wonder.
sweet boy wonder love. Wonder boy. A little Tenacious D for you. So, movie news. I don't know. There's not a whole lot that I want to talk about. But I did see Pacific Rim finally.
Finally.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
Tell them what you did to your...
This is how much I love the movie. I came home, well, it took me a little while, but I renamed all of my hard drives on my computer after Jaeger's from the movie. Is that nerdy?
Danger?
Yeah, I have, yeah, look at this shit. There's Gypsy Danger, there's Cherno Alpha.
Nice.
And my little jump drive is Crimson Typhoon.
That's the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was incredible. I've had a lot of fun in movies.
It was just the thrill of that movie. It was just
so good.
It was just adrenaline pumping.
You have to see it.
Yeah,
Huge Head in China got a great opening weekend, and I think that kind of
paved
the way of
it. As crummy as it did here in the States, well, not even crummy, just not as big.
It didn't do too.
Grown Ups 2.
It got beat by Grown Ups 2, and that sucks.
But I didn't even know there was a Grown Ups 1. That's how little I care about all of those people.
I did, and it killed my soul.
I mean, you gotta keep in mind, Everyone projected that Pacific Rim would fail miserably, and it didn't fail miserably.
No, it was, but after seeing it, it's one of those things.
It should have been bigger.
And the other thing that I realized, I don't understand how people didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
Especially people who are definitely into, you know, the whole kaiju idea, and people who grew up with Power Rangers, and that's kind of, you know, our generation, and a lot of that was incorporated into the movie, so to say that... You know, it was goofy, which is a big complaint. It was ridiculous.
So I think maybe that'll be our first question over on our We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show page on Facebook. Why did you like or dislike Pacific Rim? Let us know. Because I want to open up a dialogue about this. Because you're wrong if you didn't.
Yeah,
I'm just going to throw that out.
Really,
go ahead
really
and throw
wrong.
Your address in there, too.
And we will come to you and show you
and break your
over
caps.
And over and over again why you're wrong.
We'll
after
you
we
down,
break
make
your
watch
caps.
It.
But don't let that intimidate you.
At
if
all.
You've seen Clockwork
Orange. No, we're
Orange,
very open.
If you've seen me and think that I'm intimidating, you need to rethink your life. Anyway.
We keep it open-minded here.
Just wait.
So saw Pacific Rim. I saw...
The Conjuring,
yeah.
Which was wonderful.
Conjuring was good. Have you seen either?
I've been trying to see The Conjuring for 2 weeks, and it just keeps failing.
Right on.
I don't know. I keep getting busy with other things.
We should have gone to see something today.
I don't know. Yeah, I wanted to. I've been needing to see something creepy like that for a while. So.
That fulfills, absolutely. Let's see. So I saw a really great trailer this week for a movie called Bad Milo.
Oh,
I'm going to play a quick clip here now. And then we will come back. So here's a clip from the Bad Milo trailer.
What is it?
You got a thing in your butt.
So basically the movie is about Ken Marino, is that his name?
Ken Marino.
Who basically is kind of an average Joe. He works kind of a 9-to-5, is miserable, very Terry Devilcock style. And he's having very intense abdominal pain. And he finds that there is something inside of him. They go to a doctor. Well, when his life reaches the absolute worst, it shoots out of his butt.
Butt stuff.
And it is it is a butt demon.
And it's adorable.
It is an adorable butt demon.
Adorable little butt demon.
Let's see if
demon.
I can pull up a picture for Spencer. Here's a little adorable butt demon, Milo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's seriously, like, it's one of the best things.
He's adorable.
It's better than babies.
It really is.
I think of babies as butt demons. This is a whole new class of butt demon.
It's like if E.T. looked a little more like the shit that they pulled out of Area 51.
Yes.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Would be Bad Milo. It looks really funny. I don't know, I've heard mixed things about it, but I still really want to see it. Mm. It has to be better than Hell Baby, which was another flick I saw this week, which wasn't very good.
It's so disappointing.
You alright?
Yep.
Oh. He's dead! There's blood everywhere!
Drama. I will say that I did see probably in my top three movies this year, I saw one of them this week, Stoker, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And Matthew Good and Mia Wasikowska. I don't know her name. Wes Hampton's. I don't know what her name is.
That's close enough. I mean,
can you grab me one?
Let's be honest, we're American.
We're American, I don't need to know her name.
Yeah.
It was an incredible movie though.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, no, it's one of the most beautiful it's one of the most beautiful movies I've seen and just really has a lot of layers and made me think. Thank you. So yes, I suggest everybody rush out, see Stoker as soon as you can. And it was shot in Nashville, local flick. So by Take Two, by Park Chan-wook, I believe. Yes, is that right?
Yes.
Anybody? Yes. Okay. So this is his first American film. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. So news. We kind of threw this podcast together very quickly this week just to be able to test it out and kind of test our equipment and whatnot. Our one piece of equipment. Did you say white women?
My equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Mallory's equipment.
Yay, Mallory!
You're doing your stuff. You're letting me be myself. And so we don't have a whole lot of news this week, but we're going to take a quick break and we are going to come back with a trivia challenge for Mallory. And we're back. What?
Nothing.
Do you have something you want to say?
No.
Spencer,
I'm not giving you the sign.
I made a mistake.
Okay.
Spencer had some music news.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
And now we're done.
We've moved
the
on.
End. The podcast is over.
Spencer has
you're not.
You're not. So we are going to do a super nerdy trivia challenge for Mallory.
Mm-hmm. Mallory Burns.
D.F. Burns for one of her favorite video games.
Earthbound. Or Mother 2, as it's known in Japan.
See? See, oh, why are you even...
Why are you even worried about this?
It's like a video game hipster over here.
Oh,
you. Spencer, that was adorable. Spencer, you want to kick us off?
Whatever.
Do I get help on these? Because
he can help you, but
I can
it's
help
up
you.
To you
I can't,
first.
You know, I can't see the screen.
Give it. I'd say give it your best shot, and then ask for help. So
I'm pretty smart, like right. Genius level. So.
Yeah.
Start crying.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one.
So easy.
Which one of the chosen four are the main character and is always at the head of the party?
Mess.
Boom. Correct.
See? You're going to do four.
You are correct.
We'll see.
He's also in Super Smash Brothers. Throwing that out there.
Fine. what is PSI? Is that Psy?
Psy, yeah.
Psy.
Okay, you want to answer?
Question two. Which one of the chosen four can't use Psy?
Who? Then it's
Matt,
Jeff.
Then it is Jeff.
Yeah, because...
All right, so you get half a point.
Yay! Mm. Being myself.
How many areas in the game... Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. How many areas in the game that you can teleport to are named for numbers?
Oh. 69. I don't know.
None? Not idea?
Nah.
I didn't even know you could teleport in the game. I haven't got that far yet.
So. You had to guess. Two. Mm-hmm. Wow. Awful guess, Mallory.
It is terrible.
I like six.
Oh, close.
Really
five.
Close. Five.
Ah!
Two? Yeah, that's just two's three off. Come on.
two is three off.
Yeah.
It's
like Hangry Games.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't ask you that. Well, yeah, you got it. So I will. All right, so I... Because Mallory wasn't sure whether or not she wanted to do this, I asked them a question beforehand, and they got it right. Which of the chosen four comes from Tucson?
Paula!
Yes. You got that one right.
Sweet Paula.
Paula.
All right, Spence. Next.
Sure. Question number five. Which of the chosen four can use Psy's star storm?
Oh.
Ness.
Wrong.
Hartman.
No.
Who?
It is
yes.
Poo.
Really? I thought, well, okay. I mean, you know. He has some, Ness has some star thing that he can do. So
he learns it from the Star Master.
Oh, Star Master.
Sweet,
I should have known.
Master.
The sweet, sweet Star Master.
Sweet, sweet podcast. Sweet, sweet boy wonder.
All right, let's keep going.
Ooh.
I'm going to tumble.
Hey, how you doing? Aubrey's here.
Aubrey!
Okay, she doesn't want to talk. Alright, so... Number six.
Oh, I'm supposed to read number six. Number six. Which one of the chosen four doesn't have a special ability?
Jeff?
No, it's
Pooh.
Wrong. Ness.
Damn it.
Ness
has no special ability.
He has, like...
Huh?
You know,
while
I
Paula
think...
has...
Paula's psychic.
Well, Paula has Psy Fire, which no one else can learn. She can also pray. What?
They call it pyrokinesis?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I just wanted to say the words.
Oh, good.
So,
one more time.
Pyrokinesis.
Okay. Jeff, while using bottle rockets and the like, can also spy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep kicking the table.
Pooh uses Psy's Star Storm.
Yeah.
But no, he does not.
I think Ness's mom doesn't have an ability. That's what I think.
Wow.
Throwing the gauntlets down, Ness.
And what's
bring
her name?
It. I don't know.
Joe?
That one chick.
Yeah,
Joe mom.
You don't get it. Oh, I see what you did.
All I know is that Ness's dad banks my money. So, and he gives me money. That's the...
When you fight the Guardian Diggers, they each claim to be in a certain spot of power out of the five of them. Which one is it? This is stupid.
That is stupid.
These aren't the best written questions.
No.
These really aren't.
All right, we're going to skip that one.
Okay.
You just get a point.
Yeah!
I was going to say,
point for stupid questions.
I wanted a repeat, but that's fine.
How many enemies in Onnit do you fight that are associated with the Shacks?
The Shacks?
The Sharks.
The Shacks. Oh, man, I don't...
42.
Wow.
69.
Wow.
Shooting high, man.
Well, much lower.
If I don't
Eight.
Know, like, it's 42.
In single digits.
No, it's 42.
Eight.
Wrong. This is question eight. One more guess, Matt, for half point.
Damn it. Okay, it's in single digits
yes.
here? Six.
Oh, man, again with the five.
Five!
Ooh.
If only this was...
I just used 42 because that's what Douglas Adams told me when I was little. So.
Lame.
Shut
up. Lame.
Yep.
What?
You know? Go for it.
It's
nine.
Go for it. Number nine. How many phases does the final boss battle have?
It has...
Come up.
Does it not have three?
Oh, so close.
Four.
Yes.
Four, okay, yeah.
There's a half point.
Yep.
I think it should be full point.
Well, I don't.
I was confident. I sounded confident.
Yeah, but your confidence was misplaced.
And question 10, the final question. Do you want to read this
Go
one?
For it.
Okay, I'll get it.
Read at the same time. Be super
no,
cute.
No, that's weird.
Hold hands while you do it.
Can we?
Just don't.
Okay. Go ahead.
How many Your Sanctuary locations and bosses are there?
Total.
In total.
42.
Man. Single digit answers.
It's my standby. 42.
Wrong.
6.
Wrong.
8.
Yes.
8 is correct.
Woo! So that is a total of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 10.
Cool.
You have set the bar.
It sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Very good. 6 out of 10.
You beat him. Sounds like maybe you've actually played the game.
Maybe.
I'm proud of you. Very proud of you.
Good. So we are going to take one more break, and then we are going to come back with our round table.
Round table.
And stuff and things.
Be back.
We're back.
We're back.
Yay.
We are here.
Awesome.
We're here and...
We're queer. Get used to it.
Get yeah. used to it.
Anyway, so yeah. Hold on.
Mike's got to check his notifications.
Well, Cameron, who is not here with us tonight, he sends his best. But I told him that the dry run is going really well, and he says, but not too well, right? No, Cameron, we this is not a complete experience without you, so.
Shout out to Cameron Charles, we miss you very much.
Cameron's shout great. Out. So yeah, here we go. We are about to engage in our first ever, we're going to need a bigger show, Roundtable. Fight! I'm sure that just fucking sent the sound off the charts.
Oh, it did. I watched it.
I knew what I was doing. All right, cool. So who wants to start us off?
Not it.
Mallory.
Oh.
Still you.
The dreaded nose goes. Okay. My question for you gentlemen is what in pop culture, that's, you know, video games, comics, movies, music, you know, popular culture.
Right. We know what pop culture is.
Do you?
But do I think you? I do. But thank you for telling it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What in pop culture, as defined by Mike Dubslecki,
all that shit,
was the biggest disappointment in the year of 2013?
Two aught thirteen.
I wish I picked a more specific.
Thus far.
2006.
Thus far.
That's
what's your answer, Mallory?
We're going to right now. We'll start with. We go in a circle. The answer or the asker is the last answer.
The last to go.
So Matt,
the last of us.
Or I can go first.
No, let's go. Always to the left.
I'll go first.
Okay, always to the left.
It's a card thing.
Mike and Ethan, if he's listening, which probably he is, you're gonna hate me, but it's gotta be Lords of Salem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, wow. I've thought about it since we watched it, and that
fuck
last,
you, Matt. Dude, I'm sorry.
That seriously, that last act just killed everything for me.
In the entire,
I'm
that,
a goat.
I mean, I really, yeah, that, yeah. That, no, that I mean, part that, in particular.
I think like, that 5-minute sequence is not enough to ruin the whole
movie. I mean, I liked the movie. I mean, but it was just that disappointed me.
I can understand that,
and it was just. And that's really the only thing I can think of because, like we've been discussing, this has been a pretty good year.
Right.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
Top of the list.
I will say that even though I think because the reason, pop another, the reason that I wasn't disappointed was that I didn't go in with really any expectations. Mm-hmm. He really disappointed me with the two Halloween flicks, and so I just kind of expected. Nothing.
I was separating the Halloween flicks. From this because
you fool.
Well, I know, but the Halloween flicks were not his original work.
Sure.
So I was like, I was going in off of House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects.
Right,
and
right,
like,
right.
This is gonna be good stuff because okay. Devil's Rejects and House are incredible. Of course, they're his like freshman, films and stuff, freshman and sophomore, whatever you want to call it. But they're fantastic films.
Okay.
And Lords of Salem, like, the final act just, it didn't deliver for me like those two flicks did.
Cool. All so. Right. I totally get that. Spence?
It's still good.
Yeah, so mine might be a little bit of a stretch. I'm not sure. I think the thing that's been most disappointing, I don't know, pissing me off? I don't know exactly.
Definitely can piss you off.
Yeah, sure. All of the buzz that the British royal family's new baby got.
I
can totally feel that.
I'm pissed off.
That's
I get
my
it.
Disappointment in society, I suppose.
And it does. It relates to popular culture, sure.
It was on Twitter for 40 fucking days.
Trending.
The baby isn't 40 days old and it still has been up.
Well, shoot,
people are more excited about that birth than the birth of their own children.
Right. It's pretty true.
Like, and it has no effect on us. It's like, yeah, it's the new king.
It's actually like the
democracy,
most...
Democracy, bitches.
I mean, I can't actually think of anything more irrelevant than this birth. And...
More what?
Irrelevant.
I mean, it's really hard to.
Fuck this baby. And
so,
it's
like,
essentially what you're saying.
I mean, whatever. It'll have hemophilia like all the rest of them.
Wow! Holy God!
I mean, what do you expect when you just inbreed for thousands of years? Hundreds, 500, whatever.
It's like Slytherin, man. They're purebloods. I really think they are. But yeah, that's been my disappointment, I think. It's just the sheer, like, amount of media, like, around this... That's what I kept saying to people. It's like, I don't know what's missing in our society that people feel like they need to fill with things like a royal baby's birth.
Right.
It's not even your own royal baby.
Sure.
Know?
No.
So it'd be different if the Obamas were having a baby.
I'd be at least interested in that.
Whatever you were about to say, I'm glad you didn't say it.
Beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. Who do you think I am?
Anyway. A monster.
Anyway, that's my thing.
Okay. I'm going to go with a movie that I had very high hopes for. Just in concept alone, it was pretty brilliant and just failed. Failed on every fucking level. And that is The Purge.
Aww.
The Purge is one of the worst things I have witnessed.
How bad was it?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to bust it's out my Charles Nelson Riley in a sec.
Wow.
You regret.
Match game jokes at the height of their popularity. One of the... this is how bad it was. If I hadn't been with other people, I would have walked out. I mean, it was one of the most boneheaded, just to take a premise that was so, you know, really kind of high concept and then just completely flush it down the drain with kind of standard home invasion bullshit was really shitty. But I do have faith that the film You're Next will make up for that.
I was just about to mention that. Like, that looks like it will make up for everything. Because when Mallory and I first saw the trailer for The Purge, she was really, really excited, weren't you?
She was, and she had a right to be,
but I warned her that it's probably going to be bad.
Ethan Hawke should have been my first, like...
Yeah.
When I think Ethan Hawke, sometimes I think, oh, good actor. And then movies like The Purge remind you, no, not necessary.
Not necessary for him to be in anything ever.
Yeah.
And I guess to that end, though, my second biggest disappointment came from him as well with Sinister. Sinister was another terrible movie.
There should be a Surgeon's General warning for movies that is like Ethan Hawke and...
Keanu Reeves. Unless it's a Matrix movie. Let's be honest.
Michael Bay. he's doing great things with that TMNT remake.
Tate.
Wow.
Oh,
TANT. I can't even with him right now.
Yeah,
that's another show.
That's going to be down the pipe.
Yeah. So yeah, my biggest disappointment was The Purge. Mallory, as question asker, what was your biggest disappointment?
Well, I thought about it.
As it is your question, I should hope so.
Because I think 2013's been a pretty, you know, a strong year, especially in video games. There hasn't been too many disappointments at all.
But there hasn't been too many grades. Throw that out there.
No, that's true as well.
Hold on.
Follow around this journey.
My biggest disappointment, because I was very excited for it, and I love almost everyone in it, would have to be Mama.
Oh my god, you bought it! You just bought it and told me because, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Okay. Let me defend myself.
I don't know that you can. You gotta pick. You stop.
I bought it for like a dollar.
Stop being John Kerry and flip-flop.
Two. I mean,
what? That's a dated reference.
You can like something that disappointed
I'm,
you.
I'm getting rid of that.
You can like something that disappointed you. Like, you know, parents still love their children, but.
Oh! Speaking of me.
got dark.
Podcast just took a weird turn.
No, it was, you know, it was fun for a little bit.
Your reaction to the John Cage.
It was a fun movie, but. It's just that last scene, like last, like
she throws the baby skeleton. I don't
care. Or more
care.
When like Mama kept just pushing her head down. She's like, "Go to sleep, Annabelle," and just like kept like shoving her head onto the ground. But I mean, I was really disappointed because it was trying to build some sort of
relationship between the smallest kid and Annabelle, and then it was just like fuck that development.
I just have a problem with mythology building that doesn't pay off.
That doesn't pay off. Yeah, right.
You know, you can't make a, you can't have an enemy or you know a villain that doesn't have any rules.
No, and it left me with too many
also,
questions.
It just looks silly.
Yeah.
It left me with too many questions, which normally that's not a bad thing, but questions like, why did she wait this long to kill them if she was going to? Why did you know? Why did they find each other in the woods just automatically? You know.
It was one of those things that. She looked like Stretch Armstrong. That's all I guess. She looked like Stretch Armstrong, and I hated it.
Yikes. Had one of those melt in a trunk one time.
And it looked like Mama, did it not?
It was like, oh, this is Mama. Like if I would have known what Mama was.
At that point.
Yeah.
Matt, what is your roundtable question?
My roundtable question is, if anyone here could write or direct, co-write or co-direct, anything, movie, novel, whatever, what have you, with anyone, who would it be?
Spencer.
That's some level of tough for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, directors, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, I guess, could he, would you want to compose with somebody?
Yeah, can compose, go anything. Okay. Yeah, go for that. That's good.
Go
I didn't even think
Papa
about that.
Who might I want to compose with? What's the name of that guy who did the music for Maniac?
Rob? Yeah.
From Phoenix? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like their, touring, sort of electronics guy and, like, synthesizer guy. He did this incredible score for, the remake of, Maniac with Elijah Wood, which is probably my favorite. I don't know, it's at least in the top three of my favorite movies for this year. Definitely my favorite
great
score
flick.
Movie this year.
Definitely,
great
flick.
Yeah, so good. And he just did this really, really, like, very, like, bright electronic soundtrack for that. And, yeah, that's kind of where my head's at right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to write some stuff
that. That soundtrack
guy.
Is killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a killer, killer soundtrack.
I don't even know what he looks like. But, yeah, that's, I would love to do that.
Cool. I guess it's up to me.
Yeah.
This is hard because, you know, there's a lot of people I would love to work with. Obviously, I'd love to work with Guillermo del Toro on something.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like
just,
a dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Edgar Wright was another one.
Hmm. Yep.
Bobcat Goldthwait. Like, his...
Oh, my God.
His flicks are just...
Just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I can't wait to see Willow Creek.
It's getting such good reviews, too. Like, they're saying he just does something brand new with found footage. So that's really great. Yeah, I him especially. I mean, I just think... I don't know. I don't know that I could ever match his, like, level of he's able to take it to a really weird place, but just keep so much heart in it. And that's just really admirable.
And can I just add that from the point of view that I am now, from when I was little, I never would have imagined that I would... be this anticipated about a movie from a guy who was in Police Academy. Like, I just... And I love Police Academy. Like, it's one of those childhood movies for me, but man.
That's a solid statement.
No, that's legit.
Seriously, though.
All right, Mallory.
Mine would have to be a tie. just because I would like to work with these two people from two completely different perspectives of what I'm interested in. First, I would probably have to say Lena Dunham.
Right.
Who is
naturally.
She's kind of my role model.
Spirit animal.
Spirit animal. Spirit she animal. Is my spirit animal in the sense that, you know, I mean, I'm not as, I don't think, well off as she was growing up, but, you know, I would love to be able to work with the people she has, and, you know, she really does, she has an idea, and she'll set to do whatever she can to do that, even if it means playing almost every role that she has to in the production of, you know, what she truly believes, and that's really awesome, because I try to emulate that in whatever I do.
Right.
Secondly, I would, and this person from more of, I guess, my other side of what I want to do would probably have to be Neil Gaiman, who I just recently met a couple weeks ago, and that was a wonderful experience. But I would love to work with him just because there's not very many people who I think are as in love and interested in, like, H.P. Lovecraft and his whole idea, the whole weird fiction genre, as much as he is. So to have someone who's so... he doesn't even have his foot in the door. He is in the room. He is the door,
actually.
And, you know, who's really making that more of a, you know, bigger thing and a bigger idea for people. I would love to expand on those universes with him. So
right on. Hmm. Very cool. Yeah, no, those would both be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Matt, your question, your answer.
Okay. My answer, I thought, like,
here we go.
Because as me, like, I'm, you know, trying to be a writer and stuff,
right.
I guess.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I thought I would answer with someone from writing novel standpoint, but writing the script for the 48-Hour Film Fest short film that we did, I really enjoyed writing that script. So I want to write some scripts with people. And first one that comes to mind is you, Mike, because I have a lot to learn from you.
What a nice guy.
That's honest.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
We shouldn't be drinking and doing this because we're getting really alert.
Yeah. I do. I feel like I can learn a lot from Mike because he's a great guy. He's good at what he does.
And I can fake it like nobody else.
Exactly.
I fake it so well.
And from there, I can only think of Gareth Edwards.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Wow.
Directing the new Godzilla movie next year and did Monsters a few years back.
Did you like Monsters?
Oh, it's a fantastic movie.
Great flick.
It's so good, and I'm really excited for Godzilla. But also, on the other hand, Ishiro Honda, who, you know, originally directed all the Godzilla movies, basically, is one of my biggest inspirations for film, which is weird, I know, because they're kind of poorly written, but...
Oh, fuck that. They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun movies, and I hope with all my heart that Gareth has retained that funness from the original Godzilla movies.
It seems like he has.
Yeah, from everything that I've seen, even, like, Bryan Cranston's in it, and he's super excited about it. Like, it's one of the main things he talks about now.
That's
so
awesome. Well, cool, man. That's a good one. Spencer.
Awesome.
What is your question?
What is my question? My question is, let me pull it up on stickies on my Mac. Because I forgot it. excuse me. So, my question for you guys is, what is the most recent series on Netflix or Hulu Plus that you have watched? We'll call it binge watched, and by binge watched, I mean watched like the whole thing, like front to back, in less than a week.
I binge everything.
That's my question.
Eat,
drinking.
Jeez. All right. So I'm up.
You're up.
I would have to say most recently, Orange is the New Black. We did that in less than a week.
Yeah.
And that was incredible. That was a lot of fun. Before that, though, it's probably Kitchen Nightmares. I love the hell out of
that. I love
that
that's your thing.
Yeah, just I love kitchen shows, and just I had never seen Gordon Ramsay's show before, so that one just I thought that was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I used to think he was such an asshole, but I love Kitchen Nightmares. And he doesn't. I mean, he's a jerk, but he's not like. I definitely have a different opinion of him than I did.
I was gonna say he is an asshole, but it's, you just love it.
Yeah.
It's just. So good.
So those were my two, for
have you,
sure.
Have you seen, I think there's like another, I don't know about this, but have you seen Hotel
Nightmares? Hotel Nightmares, yeah. I binge watched that entire.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's only one season.
No, but I want to go check it out because I've always, so when I took the career like personality assessment thing in eighth grade, right. It told me I should be a hotel concierge.
Oh.
So
I could totally see that.
So I'm kind of interested.
Sexy concierge.
Mm.
I can totally see that.
It's a sexy word, not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Concierge.
Anyway, so.
So those were, yeah.
Cool.
Anything like that, I tend to, if it's like a reality show like that, I tend to binge watch it. Mallory.
Orange is the New Black, also. Yep. I think that's going to be a common answer for
did everybody anyone. At the table? No, you didn't watch it. Spencer, would you say you binged that one?
Oh, yeah.
We'll great show.
Yeah, all right.
Really excited for next season. I'm really disappointed with how the Netflix shows go because it's like I watch it all in like 2 days and I have to wait a year for the next one.
Yeah.
But, other than that, Special Victims Unit.
No, I'm down.
Totally. I love Special Victims Unit.
Boom.
Fuck you, man.
Three to one, man.
And then this week I just started VH1's reality show, I'm Married To, which is...
Oh, yeah.
It showcases a couple different really odd relationships, you know.
Give an example of an episode.
Stripper wives. Guy has not one. But two wives that are both strippers. Yeah. What an awful human being.
Oh, man. I wanted to hit him, like, the entire time. Hit all of them. Just, God.
I'm married to a gay Mormon, which was really interesting, the way that was portrayed.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it was. That's the thing. The show is so really, really fascinating. You kind of want to hate everyone. The submissive one, I just hated everyone in that. It was just really kind of vile in a way to watch, but yeah. You know, to each their own, I guess. But no, it's really interesting. I think, you know, people should definitely check it out.
Matt,
well, I would say The Orange Is the New Black, but Mallory watched it without me while I was working.
Oh no,
it's like cheating.
Yeah, it really is. Like, because I really like it, and I'm not that far into it because when I'm home, I'm watching stuff with Mallory, and she's already seen it, so. Thanks for that.
Whatever. No. Get over it.
But I guess the last thing would have to be Community that we really, really binge watched
right
on Hulu. Like, we caught up with it. And before that, God.
Parks and Rec was one.
Parks and Rec is one of ours.
We didn't watch it within a week, though. Like, that's what I consider binge.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we watched it as it came on.
Yeah.
On Hulu, at least.
I'm gonna have to go with Lost for that one.
Lost.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That was
right.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. I've been binge watched Lost in like a week.
That's been a day. Yeah. Okay.
And I was so glad that I didn't have to watch it when it was coming on. Because it's one of those things. It's
you just
like
finish it.
I was glad that I could just change it right to the next episode because it's one of those shows that'll just it hooked you.
Yeah, man, that's what everybody tells me. But like I've even had like season 1, 2, and 3, like in my house, and I just couldn't.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm
gonna get it to you one day because she'll really like it if she just, you know, nuts up and watches it.
Nuts up and watches
it. She watched Battlestar Galactica with me. So,
all right, Spence.
Battlestar.
What is yours?
I mean, I hate to be like,
no, do it.
This is definitely gonna be Orange Is the New Black.
For a specific reason.
This is something maybe a lot of people don't know. I have sort of an endless, undying love for Kate Mulgrew.
Who is
not only my favorite captain ever on any of the Star Trek series. Yeah.
She got a lot of shit for it,
Captain
too.
Janeway.
Really?
Yeah.
She got a lot of shit for it?
A lot of people hated her.
Well, first woman.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? No, she's brilliant. And then she, you know, and I think this series... among all of its other sort of awesomeness, kind of, you know, shows that she's actually a great actress. And
man,
you know,
I didn't even realize it was her until like the third episode, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I didn't realize until I saw it in the credits, and I immediately text Spencer. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she broke my heart in that second episode.
They
make fun of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So heartbreaking.
It's so sad. But yeah, I finished the whole thing, and if you haven't watched it yet, and most of us have, but if you haven't watched it yet, let's just say, that ending, she got what was coming to her.
Yep.
The end.
We'll see what happens. Cool.
Yeah. There's that.
Awesome. All good binge watching pigs all the way around. All right, my question to close this out. If you could live in any fictional universe for the rest of your life, where would it be? Gosh. Mallory Burns. Kick us off.
You're on the spot.
What's that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
No. I don't know. It'd be fun to switch places with someone. Since we were just talking about Star Trek, I would probably just say a Star Trek universe, definitely. Because the reason being, the idea of utopia in anything is always destructed by man, and I think Star Trek is one of the ones, not necessarily that it is a utopia, because it's not, but it's one of the more, like, advanced societies that I would want to live in, you know.
It's more sustained.
More sustained.
They're the bad people, but, you know, they deal with them with phasers and stuff. Photon torpedoes.
And so, yeah, as, like, an ideal society that we would want to live in, I would definitely have to say, you know, one of the Star Trek universes. As a bystander would probably have to be Doctor Who universe. And that being, and it's not even that I love Doctor Who so much or anything like that, but it would be really interesting to see the
repercussions, whatever,
of someone traveling through time and space and meddling with things that I think shouldn't be meddled with, and seeing how that affects the future.
Or they were supposed to be meddled with.
Oh,
think about that. Put that in your brain noodle.
Boil it.
Right on.
Matt.
All right. I've had 25 years to think of this. Like, seriously, this was a question made for me. And I'm going to go ahead and say Hotel Rwanda.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just kidding. That's awful. Not real. That's not for real. Yeah, I know.
And Spencer just cut his wrists.
No, okay. Seriously, though. You'd probably ask a dozen different people and get this answer, but there are different reasons for me.
Oh, no.
Lord of the Rings. Like, not Peter Jackson's awful interpretations of them.
Wow. Tell us how you feel.
But, actually, J.R. Tolkien.
I'm glad someone's brave enough to say that.
Though. No, I mean,
I'll say it all damn day.
Yeah, I know, my God. But as movies, I think that they're, you know, pretty good. But as interpretations of J.R. Tolkien's works, no. So I'd be in Tolkien's universe. And
right on.
It's, I mean, he created fantasy, so let's just go ahead and be honest here.
Would you be an elf? Would you be a troll? What'd you be?
This comes from someone who doesn't play Warcraft.
Wow. All right.
Anyway,
let's save the fighting for home.
And the others be Star Trek as well.
Star Trek.
Because that is also another thing that's just from my childhood brain. And you'd think it would be Star Wars.
No, I thought it would. Because you got the tat.
Yeah, I got the tat. But
neither of you said that.
Yeah, neither. Like, you'll notice, because Star Trek is better.
Wild card!
Not better. But it's a better place to live, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I would rather live in the Star Trek universe than the Star Wars universe, because, let's be honest,
it's awful.
The Star Wars universe is kind of awful to live
in. Any universe that...
They just burned Uncle Owen. What did Uncle Owen do, everyone?
They burned him alive.
They just burned him alive.
And left his charred skeleton out in the front.
Yeah.
Out the front door.
With John Williams and his orchestra.
Yeah. They were just all out there.
Then Danny Elfman took over.
Hey,
good.
He said he's returning, John Williams.
Let's see, he did, yes.
Seven, so.
Spencer?
So, universe I would live in. You know, I hate the redundancy, but man, the Star Trek universe.
Wow.
No,
I didn't expect this at all.
Don't hate the redundancy.
No, and the thing about it is, I mean, and that's like, and I'll be one of those people that like will speak to the brilliance of Gene Roddenberry. I mean, I you know, like, there are definitely moments, and I've heard Patrick Stewart talk about that, of like, you know, there were times when he was just doing stuff and it just felt right and going on instinct or whatever. And there were times when he knew exactly what he was doing. And I'd be willing, you know, I hope that, you know, if there is a real clear afterlife, I can talk to Gene Roddenberry about his
right on.
His fashioning of what the future might look like.
And
because he was pretty fucking right.
Pretty brilliant, yeah.
I mean, for the most part, you know, like some of just, that stuff.
You know, and the Star Trek universe. I mean, there's definitely, you know, I'd rather not live in the middle of the Dominion War or
right.
like
right.
the or like the, yeah. You know, the some of the like when right after First Contact happens, things are not great, but it's just sort of the idea that like that actually seems very achievable. For our society, like
yeah,
you know, it's not yeah. too far fetched. Right. It's not something
so,
that
I'm gonna
could...
say. When everyone's like, "Why would you want to live in the Star Wars universe?" It's from First Contact.
Star Trek.
First Contact.
did I say
Star Wars?
You did. Right.
Okay. Drunk. Sorry. Anyways, Star Trek First Contact.
Yeah. Like poses up from Cochrane. Yeah.
And where I can't even remember her name now, but she's talking. They're having the whole freaking. Moby Dick moment in First Contact
right.
and she's like, oh, well, how do you guys make money? And they're like, we don't work for money, we work to better the human race as a whole and all of this. And I'm like, that sounds incredible. Like, if we could do that now, where would we be?
Like,
right on.
I'm with that.
Good.
You're up, man.
I Scooby-Doo. I want to be old man Jenkins scaring kids at a theme park.
So 1970s.
I want to be in the 70s with a lot of just 70s shit happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be... Well, no, I want to grow up hating young people.
Oh, right.
And owning a derelict theme park.
And it then, sounds like the life.
When it does, right?
It like this. Like,
and I want... I
screw
wanna,
Star Trek, man.
I want to make them a costume where I'm a deep sea diver in a theme park for no fucking reason. Or a ghoul of some kind.
A ghoul.
And you would have gotten away with it.
Yes. If it wasn't for those
meddling
kids and their talking
and their fucking dog.
Because, you know, he said fucking every time. But if I wasn't in the universe, probably the Marvel universe.
Oh, sure. That's a good one, too.
Anybody can be a hero in the Marvel universe.
Until Scarlet Witch just fucks it up. Or
yeah. I maybe, like... I don't know. I would want to live and die before House of M.
Yeah.
I would like...
What is...
I mean, don't get me wrong. House of M is like the greatest comic story ever.
Yeah.
But...
I would want to live in the Marvel series 1982.
I would want to live the one storyline where everyone is Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider...
Spider Island.
Yeah. I just want to be Spider-Man for just a little
bit. That's actually a pretty decent story. Dan Plott does a great job of Spider-Man.
See, I would want to know the history of the Marvel Universe, and I'd go and I'd push Peter Parker out of the way and take the fucking spider and get bit. And then fuck Aunt May and Flapjacks.
Fuck Aunt May.
But like, say fuck you and to her and
okay.
Mary Jane and Gwen Stacy and everybody. And then just do me for a while.
I'm
going to do me as Spider-Man.
Keep Gwen Stacy around. I'm saying.
But Green Goblin never kidnap her.
But she can still be around.
No, that's fine.
She's better than Mary Jane.
But
let's throw that out there.
What I'm saying is, I can be me. I don't have to do crime or save lives or anything. I can just spider around for a bit. You know? Somebody's going to...
Just like in like Ultimate Spider-Man video game?
fuck that purse snatcher. I'm not stopping him.
You want to go jump off the Empire State Building?
I want to just fuck around for a bit.
Mm-hmm. I can't blame you there.
I would want to do that.
I'd do that too.
So basically just like, you know, a level of some video game of Spider-Man with all the cheat codes and like...
Yeah, all of it.
Things.
Yeah.
Sandbox Spider-Man.
I want to be in... I guess, yes.
Grand Theft Auto meets Spider-Man.
Or Ghostbusters. And I don't really need to explain that because Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so. Who needs to explain Ghostbusters?
The end. So...
You get to hang out with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray all the time? Like, seriously.
No. Cartoon Ghostbusters.
Still awesome.
Yeah. No. It, like, up through Extreme because I loved Extreme Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
When everything in the 90s was extreme. So that is it.
That is it.
Wow.
Beta test over.
Beta test.
Done.
That was fun.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you've made it this far. And this has been the soft launch.
I'm so sorry.
We're going to need a bigger show. We'll be back. Blah, blah, little drunk. We will be back later on this week with our permanent co-host, Mr. Cameron Childs, for our full launch. So until next time, this has been
Mallory Burns,
Matt Wright,
Spencer Cantrell,
and Mike D. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will see y'all next time.
Keep it slutty.
Peace.